Welcome to this special edition of the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, AM 1030, The Voice. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with an archive of previous programs. Plus, the Buckmaster Show can be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. The Sentinel is Southern Arizona's online news service, and the show is available 24/7 now at TucsonCitizen.com. The Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Today, we're presenting previously aired segments that we think are worth a second listen. Today's Friday Focus interview is with the legendary Tucson restaurant entrepreneur Janos Wilder. Joining me in our discussion with Janos is Jimmy Bogle, editor of the Tucson Weekly, and Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star. If you would like to join in the conversation, you can call the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or if you're outside of Tucson, 1-866-725-5467. You can also submit questions at buckmastershow.com on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page as well. Want to remind you that the Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Now we begin with our Friday Focus interview with Janos Wilder, owner of Janos and J-Bar on the grounds of the West in La Paloma, and his newest venture, Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails in downtown Tucson. Janos, how are you?
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
We are doing very well. Sarah Garrett Gasson is here, and Jimmy Bogle from The Weekly is with me, and I'll begin the questioning, Janos. You know, you were downtown, of course, when I first came back to Tucson in 1988, the place to eat, certainly downtown or maybe anywhere in Tucson, was Janos on the grounds of the Tucson Museum of Art. You moved from downtown, and then you have come back. Was there a turning point or a tipping point that you said maybe it's time to take another look at downtown?
Yeah, I think there were several, and I guess looking at it objectively from what we were seeing happening downtown, I think the most important thing to me was the creation of the Fourth Avenue underpass. When I saw that, and we going in and then close to completion, I thought that that was going to be the boulevard that was going to really start bringing people downtown to make it easier to get downtown from the university and the neighborhood surrounding it. And I thought that that would be a major catalyst for the growth downtown. So if I had to look at any one thing, that would be the one thing that sort of put it over the edge in my mind. I was aware that there were a lot of things happening downtown, a lot of potential for things happening downtown, but that was the one concrete thing that I could look at that I thought, that's a game changer. That's going to make a difference downtown.
Here's Jimmy Bogle, The Weekly, Janos.
Jimmy, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Really, really well. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. I was just actually in there on Wednesday when my friend Michael Luria from the Children's Museum, which you've been a great supporter of, was trying to serve drinks.
How did Michael do?
You know what? Michael should stick to his day job. No, he did a great job, but there were so many people there to see him. It was good to see. You're coming up on your one-year anniversary. How's the year gone for you? What have you learned, and what do you, you know, are you happy with the decision to go downtown?
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I guess the big thing that I've learned being downtown is I really do like it. I really missed it more than I was aware, and that it was a good decision to reopen down there.
Very cool. What there's a lot of new restaurants opening downtown, and in kind of in spite of Rio Nuevo and some of the problems that have been well publicized there. You know, you've come downtown. There's been a lot of investment downtown. The Osterrands have invested a lot in terms of Maynard's. The Rialto's expanding. You know, all sorts of new restaurants are opening up. Kind of what do you think the future is for downtown? I mean, you know, you were kind of, you know, part of the wave, I'd say in a lot of ways led the new wave of a lot of restaurateurs coming downtown. And, you know, but the economy is still struggling. There are still some issues downtown. There isn't as much residential as some people would like to see downtown. Kind of what do you see as the future for downtown in terms of development, in terms of restaurants, in terms of everything?
Well, I'm really optimistic about it. And if you would have asked me that 5 or 6 years ago, or even three years ago, I wouldn't have answered it in this way. But I think we have reached a critical mass down there so that things are happening. Both optimistically and I'm hoping realistically as well, I think you're not only going to see restaurants and entertainment downtown, which you are seeing now, and that's just growing and expanding, and they're finding a market. So people are finding the restaurants, they're finding the entertainment. But I think you're going to start to see more residential downtown and around the downtown area. And that's beginning to happen. That's an important piece of all of this. And I mean residential beyond the dorms that they're and graduate student housing, but single family and down there as well. And I think that because of usually it happens the other way. You see the residential, and then you see the businesses follow. In this case, you see the businesses come in, and I think you'll see the residential follow. And we already seen interest in that in that down there, because downtown is becoming a real vital, interesting, fun place to be.
It's 12:12 on the Buckmaster Show. Sarah Garrett-Gasson is with us as well, Janos, and she has a question for you next.
I wanted to find out a little bit about the two clienteles that you get at your different locations. A lot of what people have said about the focus in Tucson, the city of Tucson downtown, is, you know, there's so many people who live in the Tucson area who never are going to go downtown. They don't have any interest. It's not their focal point of activity. You have a location kind of in the foothills, and then you have the location downtown. I'm wondering, are you getting any crossover? Do you hear from people, oh, I'm going to your downtown location? What is that happening?
Yes, we're getting a lot of crossover, Sarah. And one of the things that I'm really gratified to see downtown, and we hope to see this, and we tried to build the restaurant so that we would see it, but we weren't sure, was that we get a tremendous cross-section on any given evening. There'll be a real cross-section of clientele from young folks, people from the university, people from the surrounding neighborhoods, but also from the foothills as well, and also a really real wide range of age demographic. So we're seeing a lot of our customers from, and I'm talking to you now, I'm at Janos up at, on the grounds of the Westin where I'm talking to you from. We see a lot of our customers here at Janos downtown, either just coming in for dinner.
Go ahead.
A lot of our customers here are going to the theater and the symphony and the opera, so we get a lot of them for pre-performance as well.
Janos, I want to talk a little bit before we take a break, and then we're going to come back with you here on the Buckmaster Show. Janos Wilder is our Friday Focus interview guest. I want to talk a little bit about Tucson Originals. This has really, it started out as a rather small concept with locally owned, kind of an eat local theme. It really has grown, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has, not only here in Tucson, but there are originals all around the country, in cities all around the country.
RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Firo Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Firo Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Firo Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
You're listening to the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Today we are presenting segments that are previously aired on the Buckmaster Show, and we believe they are worth another listen. The Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Jimmy Bogle is here from the Tucson Weekly and Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Arizona Daily Star. Before we took the break, I was talking with you, Janos, about the Tucson Originals, and I know the 9th annual Tucson Culinary Festival is coming up October 27th through the 30th. You were starting to expand a little bit on this, how this Tucson Originals concept has grown.
Well, it started here in Tucson as a sort of an observation and a realization by local restaurateurs that we had an opportunity and, in fact, a responsibility to look at the community of independent restaurateurs and restaurants in Tucson as a really vital and viable and important part of the restaurant community, but distinct part of the restaurant community, distinct from the chain restaurants that we see all over the country. So we started the Tucson Originals, gosh, I'm trying to think how long ago it was, at least a dozen years ago, maybe more, here in Tucson, and then started talking to like-minded people in other cities around the country. Started an organization at one point called the Council of Independent Restaurants of America, which is no longer functions in that way, but we started chapters, which are now independent chapters in many cities around the country, because each of our fellow restaurateurs realized the same things that we did, that we wanted to make a statement as a group, as a group of independents in our city, and make a marketing statement that way as well.
Here's Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Star.
I wanted to ask a kind of a chef question, if I could.
Sure.
About
you have your chef hat on.
I've got it. I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I think it's just, I mean, there's so many cooking shows. I'm addicted to the Food Network. There's Top Chef, that whole thing. People are fascinated by cooking and food and what goes into food and the environment. And I'm just wondering, is your experience doing kitchen service, all that sort of stuff, is it like we would imagine it
to be? Is it that hot in the kitchen?
Yeah, is it that crazy and 15 billion things going on at once, and how do you manage it?
Yes, it is. I mean, that part, sometimes I think it's more romanticized than it ought to be, so that piece of it's really is real. It is hot in kitchens. It's fast-paced. There's multitasking is, you know, a really kind word for it and a charitable word for it. I mean, we're doing a lot of things at one time with a lot of different demands. And it takes the sort of person who likes that sort of thing to get into the business and to thrive in it. It's really fun. It's really exciting. It's very fast-paced. And really, truly, no 2 days are alike. I've been doing this an awfully long time now, and it's always full of surprises.
And does that experience of multitasking and stress and heat in the kitchen prepare you for making a go of it downtown with all these different interests competing and forces back and forth?
Well, I think what you're referring to downtown is a lot easier than working in a kitchen. You know, those sorts of things. I mean, the competing interests and the politics that go on downtown go on anywhere, and that I don't find that nearly as tough to navigate. Really, I think the sort of difficulties that people speak about downtown, in my experience, have been overstated, and that people downtown want to see downtown succeed. And I think people in Tucson are really excited to see downtown become vital again. It's been so many years, and you know, we're probably one of the last cities in the West to really go through this sort of renaissance downtown. And so it's an exciting thing that people are really willing to embrace.
Here's Jimmy Bogle, The Weekly.
You were just talking about how, you know, it can get kind of hot in the kitchen, as Sarah said. So how is it to get hot in two, or in your case, is three kitchens? I mean, running one restaurant's got to be tough enough, but you're dealing with, you know, three restaurants in two different places, and unless you've cloned yourself when we weren't looking, how is that to try to run, you know, three different places at the same time?
Well, the good thing my car's air conditioning is not as hot in the car as it is in the kitchen, I'll tell you. That's been a learning curve for me, quite frankly, because I'm used to having the two restaurants, Janos and J-Bar, where I can walk in between, back and forth between them. And so it's a bit of letting go for me that I can't be in each place all the time. And so it's just, you know, learning to let go a little bit, but I'm really fortunate because we've built a great team, and that's the most important, the most important thing that we can do. Some people, if you ask who's running the restaurant while I'm not there, well, it's the same people who are running the restaurant when I am there. You know, the team has to be really good. I can't do it all. Even when we were just Yano's downtown in 1987, I couldn't do it all myself then.
Well, since you've got that team and you've kind of gotten your feet wet for the last year in terms of having the multiple venues, are you looking at expanding further? I mean, is this going to be it for you for a while, or might there be other Yano's Wilder Enterprises opening someday?
There certainly could be others. I'm not closing the door to that. I don't have anything that I'm actively pursuing at this point. But, it's a fun thing that I do. It's rewarding. I really like it. I still enjoy it. I've been doing it for a long time, and I've still got other ideas that I'd like to put into place. So I wouldn't close the door on that.
How is the Yano's? Will the modern streetcar impact you? Of course, the construction work going on, and after all of that is over, do you expect that to be quite a boost for you and others downtown?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I sure think that it will be. It's just going to make it's like the underpass at Fourth Avenue. It makes it easier to get to us. It makes and in the case of the streetcar, it just makes it more fun. So I think that. Initially, you're going to see a really big influx of people coming downtown and riding it because they want to see what it's all about. And then I think it'll take its place along other forms of transportation as being part of a network of transportation that moves people around and makes it easier to get around in our city. So I think it's going to be a really important part of building downtown, which is building anyway. But when we looked at that initially, I only wanted to take a look at things that I knew were happening at that time. Now I think we can be pretty darn sure that the streetcar is going to happen, but there have been days where it didn't look so positive in 2 or 3 years ago. So I was really looking at what was definitely happening, and downtown is definitely happening, and that's going to be another boost.
I've just got to ask this question, Yano's, being a foodie myself. When you're not eating at Yano's or when you're not eating at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, what restaurants do you like?
Oh, God, you know, we have so many great restaurants.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so where do I eat? Let's see.
How about Vero Amore, a plug for one of my sponsors?
That pizza is fantastic.
There you go,
Yano's. That pizza is fantastic.
The check's in the mail for you.
And the antipasto is really great, too.
Yeah.
So that's a terrific place. I go into South Tucson a lot. I like eating in South Tucson. I like eating at Marisco's Chihuahua and Grande. That's near where I live. So I live on the west side, so that's one that we like an awful lot. You know, Danny Scordato does great things at Vivace's. The Tucson Originals restaurants are some of the very best restaurants in town. So there's a lot of good places to choose from. It's finding the time to get to them that's more difficult.
How about the economic situation, the downturn? How has that affected your business? You actually, Jimmy was pointing out, I think your one-year anniversary was very close, just came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up in about a week.
Coming up in a week. So how has the economy, how's this year been for you? How do the numbers look for you?
Well, downtown, we don't have anything to compare it to, so it's been good for us downtown. That's the best I can say. I can't compare it to past years, but to our projections, it was good. The business at the Westin has been about flat from a year ago. We haven't seen it improved yet, so we haven't seen a major turnaround. And I think it's hardest on fine dining. We're seeing that in Tucson and seeing that around the country, that's probably the hardest hit segment. So actually, that piece has been growing for us in the last 6 months. The business at Yano's is actually on an upswing over the last 6 months, not compared to 5 years ago, but compared to 2 years ago.
Well, the city's certainly taken its knocks over Rio Nuevo. Any advice that you could give to the city to make it more business-friendly for those thinking about opening up a business downtown?
Make it streamline the procedures and make it quick and make it fast and as inexpensive as possible, because the cost of doing business alone makes it really tough and difficult. But the more that we're paying for, you know, permits and things like that, then the tougher it gets, and the longer it takes, the more expensive it gets too.
I wanted to ask if you're coming across any new dishes or new kind of local foods that people should know about. I'm very interested just personally in local foods and cooking and native sort of ingredients. So I just wanted to get your thoughts about what you're finding.
Got about 30 seconds,
Okay,
Janos.
The most interesting thing that I'm looking for right now, and it's not local, we can't find it locally, is stingless bee honey. It's for a dinner that we're going to be doing for the Desert Museum in November, and we're looking for that because a part of the ecological chain that the stingless bee occupies is very interesting and unique. So that's the most interesting thing I'm looking for right now.
Okay, stingless bee honey.
Yeah,
had not heard about that. So you're in the neighborhood to find some, I guess.
Yeah, but the neighborhood's got to be pretty bright. It's got to be from the rainforest.
Okay, Janos Wilder, good luck to you. Thank you for being on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you so much. It's great to spend time with you.
Thanks a lot, Janos Wilder.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.